Proclamation number 1086, dated the September 8, 1939. Purpose of the work. Numerical prediction.
Transmission of inconcevable significance.
A momentous work shall be achieved with your cooperation, and one day the strangest opinions will be formed about the origin of this work, and it will be assumed that all documents could only have come about and that through concentrating on a specific school of thought a literary talent developed and that the work created was effectively the result of this mental concentration, and that the working of supernatural forces was simply due to the writer's disturbed imagination. Now, however, the Lord is preparing something which will also make these doubters think. He determines the numerical extent of the work's total volume. First 2,000 chapters will be offered to people which will sufficiently explain everything needed for a person in order to teach uninformed people again. But after that, the work will receive a specifically prepared proclamation which presents to people something completely new and extraordinarily informative. For anyone who faithfully accepts this proclamation will also recognize a special mission therein, which will become the writer's task. The Lord Himself will dictate words which never before were given to the human race. These are the words the Lord spoke to His own in His most difficult hour, but which were never made accessible to the world, since until now humanity has lacked the cognitive faculty for these words. Jesus' activity on earth was recorded, but not His very words, which are so profoundly significant that even a knowledgeable spirit cannot inspire them. Instead, the Divine Lord and Savior alone must be the speaker of these words. And in order to receive this transmission, an extremely willing heart is required, whose sole desire consists of being able to accept the Savior within itself, and which directs all its senses towards this sacred experience, and only under these conditions can a gift like this be imparted to the earthly child. The more tenderly this heart beats towards the Savior, the more clearly and understandably can this word be imparted to it, for this requires an extraordinarily willing and receptive heart as well as absolute faith. And once this transmission has been given to the earthly child, a mission of such incredible significance will have been fulfilled, which you humans are incapable of assessing. This work shall survive for endless times and forever testify to God's infinite love and kindness for His children, and to His forbearance, patience and mercy. After it is finished, the battle against the divine word will set in, and then it will become obvious and be revealed that no one can refute this divine word. And it will be willingly accepted where previously there was still opposition to it. And so the work will become established amongst humanity and convey strength and grace to all who do not close their mind to the proclamations and thus willingly receive God's grace. Amen.